Welcome to this bonus track for episode 62 of Seekers and Scholars, Women Abstract Artists, Their Spirituality and Contemporary Relevance. Here, Dr. Anne Browdy discusses in detail some of the paintings by her grandmother, Vicki Sperry, the abstract artist. You can reference images of these paintings on the webpage for this episode. For you, are there particular paintings by your grandmother that are favorites? And if so, what is it about them that is particularly meaningful to you?
The first painting that comes to mind is a large ink drawing. It's about 5 feet high, and it's a vertical that she painted in 1975, and it's called Two Figures Dancing. And she painted this painting when I was a student in college, and I loved to dance. I took ballet and modern dance when I was in college. My mother had been a dancer, a modern dancer, and Vicki had painted my mother dancing when she was in college. And this was a painting that she painted while I was dancing around her studio when I was home on summer vacation. She was always very interested in what I was doing in college, the music I was listening to. And I'm pretty sure that when she painted this particular painting, we were listening to John Coltrane's Love Supreme. Mm-hmm. She had a stereo in her studio, and we were playing the vinyl disc, which we're so nostalgic about these days. The painting has so much motion in it. The figures are really just flowing. They're flowing with each other. They're flowing on the picture plane. But you can't really tell where the boundary is between the figures. And they have a feature that many, many of Vicki's paintings have, or at least that I see in many paintings. I virtually always see two figures in Vicki's paintings, even when they're very, very abstract. Mm-hmm. And their heads are inclined towards each other in a gesture that I see as a gesture of love.
Right.
So the figures both have a connection that can't quite be defined or distinguished. They have a loving attitude towards each other, but they also have a lack of definition. We don't really know where they begin or end. So they have a connection to the infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me describe one of the paintings of a very large series. They're called the Orange Blossom paintings. The paintings are 6.5 feet high by 7.5 feet wide. And you can just imagine my tiny grandmother painting these gigantic abstract canvases. They are just an explosion of joy. And the painting that I think is my favorite is called Full Blossom Orange Grove. And it's just an explosion of bright orange. It has some solid portions, some green portions. It has white, it has black. And then it has some black ink brush strokes. So there's always this feeling of undefined space where there could be human definition or not. We don't really know. Maybe there's a slight reference to a figure. Maybe not. Things are communing in space. They're in motion. And there really are no limits that we can identify for sure.
Thank you so much for listening to this bonus track for our episode on women abstract artists, their spirituality, and contemporary relevance. Please let us know if you'd like to hear bonus tracks for future episodes of Seekers and Scholars. We'd love to hear about that. You can reach us at podcasts@mbelibrary.org. It's always important for us to hear from our listeners, so thank you for being in touch with any thoughts or observations you might have. I'm Jonathan Eder. Thank you for listening to Seekers and Scholars.
This podcast was produced by the Mary Baker Eddy Library. Copyright 2022.